This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. You know, Alex, that was a really great story, great firsthand reporting, but enough of the real news. Let's go for some fake news.
Back to Iraq. Our own Rob Riggle has been there all this week. We join him now live from Baghdad with the latest installment of our special coverage.
Okay, usually when you're watching The Daily Show and Jon Stewart refers to one of his correspondents in Baghdad, put quotes around in Baghdad, it's just someone standing in front of a cheesy fake backdrop and you can tell. Well, this week when comedian Rob Riggle says he's in Iraq, he's really there.
John, I'm actually in Iraq. All right, this is a real flak jacket, okay? This is real Iraqi gravel and sand.
Right. If you were really in Iraq, where would you get a functioning flak jacket?
Well, Rob Riggle is back in New York, and he joins us now. Rob, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
So you really were in Iraq.
I really was.
Okay. Yes. How did you get this idea to actually go to Iraq?
It was just something I always wanted to do. I am a service member, a member of the military. So I just I said to myself, if I ever got in a position where I could go back and entertain the troops and give back to them in any way, I would. And so I found myself in a position where I could do that. So I did it.
So you were actually there for a USO tour?
Correct. We put together a tour. The Pentagon said okay, signed off on it, and we were off.
And while you were there, you decided, well, why not file a few spots for the Daily Show?
Exactly. While we were there, I figured, well, we got the cameras. We might as well see if we can squeeze in a few things.
So Tuesday night, you did this shtick where you were kind of making fun of Indiana's Mike Pence, who said that...
Well, he opened himself up.
He kind of did, yeah. Where he said that a market in Baghdad is just like an open-air market in Indiana.
Which I found hard to believe. Because I think when he went shopping in Baghdad, he had air support and about a brigade's worth of military around him to go shopping. I don't think you need air support when you go shopping in Indianapolis.
Maybe not. Yeah. And then you got some military members to play along. Was it hard to get them to be part of your shtick?
Not in the least.
How is Indiana like Iraq?
There's a river here. It's about it.
I'd have to say maybe the women. No, not the women. The food. No, not the food either. I have to say this place isn't like home at all.
It's just like home.
They were lining up in rows. They loved the show. Actually, I was pleasantly surprised. They were quoting back lines to me from the show. So, no, they absolutely wanted to play and they were great.
Now, you said you are actually in the military. You're in the Marine Corps, right?
That's correct.
And so you could actually conceivably be called to Iraq for real.
Yeah, that's always out there. I try not to think about it.
How likely is that?
It's out there. It's a possibility. Just like anybody else who's in the reserves, it's just something that's kind of always hanging over your head. But like I said, I try not to give it too much energy.
You have been to Kosovo and Afghanistan, I understand.
That's right.
So, and you've actually seen combat?
I have been shot at, yes.
Did the troops know that, or did they think you were just a guy from The Daily Show?
A little bit of both. Sometimes it came out, and sometimes it didn't. But no, I didn't make that big of a deal of it. And if they knew, great. And if they didn't, that's fine, too.
So was it strange at all going to Iraq, not in that capacity as a member of the military, but as a television celebrity?
It was fun to go over there as a comedian. Yeah, it was much. I prefer going over. If I have to go to a place like that, I'd much rather go as a comedian. I definitely enjoyed being able to give the troops at least an hour's worth of escape.
So when you're coming up with your sketches for The Daily Show in Baghdad, in Iraq, how do you know what is okay to make fun of and to laugh at? I mean, this is really a serious situation for the troops there and for everyone there, really. How do you know where to draw the line?
Well, that's a fair question. We use our judgment. I use my judgment as a military person and also as a comedian. It's one of those things. It is a little tricky, but at the same time, I think people forget the, you know, soldiers and sailors and airmen and Marines, they're not made out of glass. They're very aware of their situation, and they, above all, will be the first ones to sit around and talk about it and joke about it, because they have to live in that reality every day. So they can handle a lot more than you think they can as far as talking about it and joking about it. In fact, they appreciate it probably more than anybody else does. Now, we don't necessarily make fun. It comes down to what you make fun of. I think if you've watched the show this week, you'll see that the butt of the jokes and the humor is at my expense. I'm the idiot.
You look like you're making a lot of friends out there.
Absolutely. In fact, tonight, me and my new Indiana buddies, we're going out cow tipping.
I didn't know they had cows on base.
It's my turn to be the cow.
But The Daily Show makes fun of leaders all the time, especially the president. And do the troops over there feel comfortable with that kind of humor?
Well, we didn't do anything about the president when we were over there. Mm-hmm. That was something we just did not approach. We did not make fun of the administration in any way, shape, or form while we were over there.
Because you knew that wouldn't go over so well?
Not even that. It's just something we decided that we just weren't going to do.
Right.
Yeah.
So I've only seen a couple of the sketches. What's in store for the rest of the week?
Well, one, you're going to have to watch.
Okay.
Two, we are in the process of editing it right now, so I honestly couldn't tell you. As soon as I get off the phone with you, I am going back to the edit bay, and we're going to continue working on these pieces.
Okay, well, I'll let you go back to doing that.
Well, thank you so much.
Rob Riggle is a comedian with The Daily Show. His dispatches from Baghdad, really from Baghdad, are on this week.
Rob, the parliament's going on vacation in Iraq. How's that sitting with our fighting men and women over there?
Normally, John, as a reporter, I do my best to filter how the soldiers are feeling through my own ideological prism. But this time, I'm going to let the soldiers speak for themselves.
Hope you're enjoying your vacation. It's hot as balls out here, but we're still working. Hope you guys are having fun out there.
Hey, Parliament, I wish you were here. No, seriously, I really wish you were here.
Take the time off. I'm sure it's well-deserved. You get to go home and see your family. You probably only get to see them, you know, 3 or 4 times a week.
Don't forget to bring me back a souvenir.
Have fun on your vacation. We'll be over here holding on the fort, because this is an actual frickin' fort.